it's your favorite Uncle Noli back with all the answers to your questions. Let's get to this. Our first question comes from Mac and Cheese. Uncle Noli, since the quarantine started, I haven't been able to see my girlfriend. What should I do with my blue balls? Well, Mac and Cheese, you got to take care of that. You got to take care of it yourself, all right? It's called a medical. You're going to need one. I mean, and then I would also get some of that, you know, Gallagher-type plastic sheeting. Because if it's been a while and you're a young man, you're going to paint the walls with that whale grease, all right? Take care of yourself. It's going to get ugly. You'll get through it, all right? Clean up on aisle blue.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Vinicius Corleone. Uncle Noli, how can I be less socially awkward? I can carry a conversation perfectly through text, but when it comes to face-to-face, I just don't know how to act. All right, Vinicius, listen. Here's the deal. This is the problem with this generation growing up with these smartphones and these tablets and all this social media crap. You got to talk to people. They're human beings, okay? I see these young people going out there and, oh, they text, and I'm going to text this, text that. It's crazy. Now, text is messaging, right? It's to get a message across. But you got to be able to go out there and talk to people face to face. So, my advice is to get out there and do it. Don't be afraid. Jump in. You know, people, you want to go swimming, there's always that one guy, hey, it could be cold. Everybody's in. No, it's good. You'll get used to it. Yeah, it's going to be cold a little bit. You're going to get a little shrinkage on the nut sack. But here's the deal. You're going to enjoy yourself in the pool with your friends. Or you're going to sit on the side of the pool, probably get a sunburn, too hot, and everybody will think you're weak. All right? So, jump in the water, my friend. Get out there, talk to people. Texting, it's got its place, but human-human contact. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Dr. Doggo. Dear Uncle Noli, as a doctor, how would I tell my patient if they had cancer? Listen, Doc. It's a tough diagnosis, all right? And it's a tough thing to tell somebody. But you gotta just do it. You gotta give them the facts straight up. Because that way, they can start their recovery right then and there, okay? They can get on a treatment plan, God help willing. You know, they can go out there and they can get the right meds, the right treatment. You know, they can speak with their family. God forbid it's a terminal situation. They can get their affairs in order. But you're a doctor. You signed on for this. You spent a lot of money on an education. So, Doc, you don't need my advice. It's a tough spot. My heart breaks for you. Breaks for them. But you got to be up front with them. Be a doctor. Medical degree. Not always pretty. Pretty tough. Cancer.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Ducky, Augie, and Sissy. Uncle Noli, why are you wearing St. Louis Cardinals hat on your noggin? When clearly you should be wearing a Cincinnati Reds hat instead because the Cardinals are stinky poopy. Well, Ducky, Augie, and Sissy, I'm wearing a Cardinals hat because they're better than the Reds. Always have been. Hey, you had some good years in 75, 76, Big Red Machine, all right? I'll give you that. Joe Morgan, Pete Rose, those guys. Where you been since? Oh, yeah. Good luck to your Bengals, too. Boom!
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Chris Doe. Given Uncle Noli's vast life experience, what would be a better course to follow? Cereal first or milk first? What are you, a psychopath? Nobody does milk and then adds cereal. That's ridiculous. It's cereal first, so you know how much you've apportioned to yourself, and then the milk goes on, and then you can set it to the right level. You're out of your mind. I never got a question so stupid. I mean, that's like what, you know, pants first, then shoes? Yeah, pants first, then shoes. Stupid. Stupid. You don't deserve cereal. Cereal's too good for you.
Uncle Noli knows.
Our next question comes from Chelsea B. Uncle Noli, I do not have a question. I just wanted to let you know that I wish I could liquefy your voice so that I could disrobe, then pour and slather it all over my naked body. That is all. That is all, Chelsea B. That is all. Uncle Nolly.
Uncle Nolly knows sometimes.
Our next question comes from Jake. Dear Uncle Nolly, a cute girl at work is really into me, but I've just come out of a relationship and I'm not ready for another. What should I do? Well, Jake, this is a tough call. All right? You got a cute girl after you, but you're still pining for the other one? That's going to be a problem. But my advice is get over the past, get on to the future. Get it? Get on to the future? Seriously, you should take that leap, pal. I mean, you got somebody out there who's interested in you? It's a tough world. Maybe she's the one. Maybe the one that left. Maybe she isn't the one. And this could be the real thing. Hey, maybe you find out she isn't the real thing, but the old thing, she comes back to you because she's jealous of the new thing, and now the new thing becomes the old thing, and the old thing becomes the new thing again. I'm so confused. Just do it.
Uncle Nolly knows.
Our next question comes from Nathan Sully. Uncle Nolly, why do we all die eventually? Circle of life, pal. It's just the way it is, you know? And who wants to stay around here for very long? All right? Uncle Nolly's going to probably punch his ticket, you know, somewhere in the 90s. That's what he's hoping. You know, that until, you know, like my feet don't work. Or God forbid, you know. You know. You know.
Uncle Nolly knows.
Our next question comes from Pandu. What's the worst dish you've ever eaten, Uncle Nolly? Very simple, Pandu. Octopus. Gross. Disgusting. I'm not talking about calamari. That's nice, especially, you know, fried. You give it a little red sauce, you know, a little lemon, some capers. Beautiful. Octopus. Octopus is disgusting. Go get yourself like about 6 feet of garden hose, okay? Pack it full of wet sand and then bake it. Yeah. Put some capers and lemon over that and then try to chew through that shit. It's ridiculous. I had it at a really nice restaurant, too. This isn't like, you know, something you're going to get at like a, you know, at a street vendor. God forbid. But I had it at a real nice place. And they said, bon appetit. And I said, you eat this. This is, it was awful. It was terrible. It was awful. Octopus. Tentacles.
Uncle Nolly knows.
Aiden M.M. writes, hey, Uncle Nolly, do you have any suggestions to de-stress? Yeah, nice hot soak. Bathtub, jacuzzi, something like that. Loosens up the muscles. And don't get the wrong idea. You get in there with your lady friend or your guy friend and want to fool around a little bit. Nah, looks sexy in the movies, kids. But water does not go well with intercourse. Just saying. Of course, that has nothing to do with the question. And that would probably add more stress. Just take a bath. Alone.
Uncle Nolly knows.
Our next question comes from Malbro. Dear Uncle Nolly, what can I say and do when I accidentally fart in front of my girlfriend? And how can I tell her it's okay to fart in front of me? Okay, step one. Pal, this is what you're going to do. Step one, buy a dog. Step two, blame it on the dog. All right? Very simple. And dogs are man's best friend. As for your second part of the question, it is never okay for her to fart in front of you. Ever. Besides, girls don't fart. They don't even have bungholes. Ah! Yeah, they do.
Uncle Nolly knows.
Our next question comes from Rex. Is mayonnaise an instrument? Well, Rex, you are incredibly, incredibly stupid. Unless you're slathering mayonnaise all over your skin flute and you're playing that old flesh piccolo for the neighbors. Yeah, no. Stupid question.
Uncle Nolly knows.
Well, I gotta take a I'll see you next week, kids, on advice from Uncle Nolly.
Uncle Nolly stars Nolan North and was created by PJ Harzma, Drew Lewis, and Nolan North. This episode was edited by me, Stephanie Judge, and mixed by Paul Bach. Music was composed by Stephen Phillips and Boss House Music. Additional music by Stryker Big Band. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. This show is brought to you by Red Bear Films and Retro Replay. I'm Stephanie Judge. Stick around for another episode, or we'll see you next week.